Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, the Lord is my light and salvation. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I tell you, God is good, and every time I turn around, He just keeps on blessing me. I know God got a word for you. Please call your neighbors and your friend and let them know that the Apostle Lonnie Stocks is on the air, and it's the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. And you know what? God loved you so much that He died in your stead. Stay tuned. Let's go to church. We're going to have a good time. I really don't know what I would do without the Lord. That's the honest God truth. I mean, I'm not just playing the song, but what could I do without the Lord? I mean, the Lord is my light and He is my salvation. And without Him, I'm lost. I'm miserable. I'm nothing. I need the Lord. I couldn't make it without the Lord. There's no way that I can make it without the Lord. Keep it love. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I'm so grateful today to report that the Lord is the light, is my light, and he is my salvation. And what shall I be afraid of? And that's nothing. I'm not afraid of anything, anybody, any place, any time. And I love Jesus with all of my heart. Today's topic is no looking back. No looking back. There's nothing back there behind me that I want. Whatever's gone, whatever's happened, it's happened. Just let it go. There's no looking back. And God talks about that. Let's see. I always have a scripture to kind of back that up. In the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 61, the word of God says this. Let's pray. Father, bless your word. Bless me, those that are listening, and may he play this. Bless them as well, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 61 says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. Watch what the Bible says. Jesus says in verse 62, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Boy, I bet you the devil's angry with that, man. They don't like that. No, don't be making no statement you ain't going back. I was telling the church Sunday, I was going with this young lady when the Lord saved me. And I told her, I said, it's all over. And she told me, said, you coming back, and I'm waiting for you. I said, no, I'm finished. She said, no, you will be back, and I'm going to be waiting for you. Now, that's been 38 years ago. The devil looked for you to go back now. He's looking for you to go back and pick up that wine bottle. He wants you to go back and pick up that cigarette. He wants you to go back and pick up that drink. He wants you to go back. That's what the devil wants. He's gambling that you are going back. You're going to go back. He wants you to go back cursing, go back smoking, whatever. Just go back. And the word of God says that you're not fit for the kingdom of God if you look back. Jesus said, if I look back, I'm not fit for the kingdom of God. Why would I want to go back? And the Lord already told me that if I go back, just look back, that I'm not fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, Jesus is saying, if the kingdom of God don't mean no more to you than that, then he don't need you. The kingdom of God means so much to me. I'm so happy to be in the kingdom of God. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No looking back. What am I going to look back for? There's nothing back there I want to look for. Look what God's words say. In Luke chapter 9, verse 61, another said, I'll follow you, sir, but first let me tell my family goodbye. People always got an excuse. I'll follow God, but. I'll serve you, but. I'll do this, but. And the Lord says, look at what the Lord says now. And another said, I'll follow you, sir, but first let me tell my family goodbye. Jesus says to him, whoever starts to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Now that's clear. Whoever starts to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That's what God said. Jesus Christ said, whoever starts to plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I'm not looking back. There'll be no looking back. The word of God says, Jesus Christ himself. Let me put it in there from the King James, because I don't want no mistake about it. This is Jesus Christ saying from the King James Bible, Luke chapter 9, verse number 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And my thought today, no looking back. Let's look at verse 61. Luke chapter 9, verse 61 says, and another also said, sir, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at the house. Now, when I used to read those verses, I couldn't believe it. And maybe you're the same way. Maybe you don't believe it either. Because when I first read it, I said, that's just, the Lord is asking more than anyone can give. I mean, really, I thought so. I said, how could he ask me not to look back? Not even go back, not look back. I mean, all those things went through my mind. But today, here it is 38 years later, and I can say, yes, I won't look back. No, there's nothing back there I want. I don't want it. All that I left and God brought me over, brought me out of it, brought me through it, brought me across it, I don't want it. I don't want any of it. Let it go. Come on now. It's a dead horse. Let him go. Don't worry about it. It's an empty bucket. I don't want it. It's clouds without rain. I don't want it. No. Why? Well, I want to go back to something that God already told me. If I go back in it, then I'm not fit for the kingdom. Notice what he said. In verse number 61, Luke chapter 9, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus replies by saying this. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, that's the King James Bible. You know, go chew on that. Check that out. See what you think about that. There's nothing to look back for. What you going to look back for? What is it back there you want? Isn't Jesus better than anything you ever had? There's no one that I've ever met in my life that have treated me as kind and wonderful as the Lord Jesus Christ. So I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. What do I want to go back for? There's nothing back there I want. Nothing. Nothing that I left that the Lord delivered me from and the Lord delivered me out of that I want to go back and get it. There it is on the screen. And no man, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Then I looked at it in God's word translation. God says this in Luke 9:61. Another said, I'll follow you, sir, but first let me tell my family goodbye. Then Jesus answers and said, Jesus said to him, whoever starts to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. God said, whoever starts out with him and decides they want to go back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So I'm not looking back. All that's behind me, let it go. Let it go. That's what I'm telling you today. Let the past go. Let that old sweetheart go. Let that old husband go. He don't want to come back. That old wife, she don't want to come back. Let her go. Don't go back. If they don't want to come back, let them go. But don't you go back. Come on, somebody. Hey, glory. No looking back. There'll be no looking back. No looking back. There's nothing more important than the kingdom of God. There's nothing more important than being a child of God. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing more important than being a child of God. I'm comfortable in my own boots. I'm comfortable in my own shoes. I'm comfortable being who God made me. I'm grateful to God. And that's what I want you, the one that's listening, to become comfortable in your own boots. Become comfortable in your own skin. Don't worry about what you don't have. Don't worry about who left you. Don't worry about who did you wrong. Just leave it alone. Don't go back. It's not worth it. Because when you go back, you lose everything. Everything that you work for and strive for is gone. All gone. Out the window. Zap. Just like that. God said you're not fit. If you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Jesus says this. Whoever starts to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Not fit for the kingdom of God. Now, that's a big word to me, that word fit. That's a very big word for me. Maybe not to you. The word fit means it's not agreeable. God is not agreeing with you. It's not acceptable. When Jesus Christ says you're not fit, that means he does not agree with you and you are not acceptable. Hello now. It means it is correctly or incorrectly. It is not right. It does not meet the proper requirement. It does not fit the angle. That's what it means. He said you're not fit. It doesn't close the gap. It doesn't bring closure to this, but it brings division. It's rejected because it doesn't fit. When Jesus say you're not fit, it means you're rejected. When Jesus say you don't fit, it means it doesn't meet the need. It's not what God is looking for. Now, he's not just talking to Lonnie. He's talking to you. I hope you all know that. I know you're listening to me, but I want you to know that the word fit here means that you're not compatible. It's not compatible. I told you that was a big word for me. F-I-T, that's a gigantic word. When God said it doesn't fit, it's not compatible. It's not proper. Hello, somebody. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. It doesn't fit because it's not necessary. That means when God says you're not fit for the kingdom, it says you're not necessary for the kingdom. Even though he chose you, but you went back, now he says you're not necessary because you went back. You looked back. Y'all remember Lot's wife? The Lord had went there himself in a theophany and spoke to Lot and his wife, and he was bringing them out of Sodom and Gomorrah. But as she was journeying, she looks back. What happened? She turns into a pillar of salt. Now we can understand why she turned into a pillar of salt, because God says then she wasn't fit for the kingdom. And it's telling you and I the same thing. We are not fit for the kingdom if we look back. We don't conform to God's standard if I look back. God don't want a person that looks back. God won't have a person that looks back. There's a song we used to sing, get up, stop sitting down. God don't want you sitting down. Get on up and stop sitting down. God don't need you sitting down. Get on up and stop sitting down. God won't have you sitting down. Get on up and stop sitting down. Well, if we look back, God don't want us. When Jesus said, whosoever starts to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom, F-I-T. It means that you are not in God's purpose. God doesn't honor you as his purpose. This is not what God is looking for. Hello? Hello? This does not harmonize with me. The word fit, it means that it doesn't harmonize with me. It's not in agreement with me. It's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of coffee. It's got too much sugar in it. God said, I don't want it. God said, he that starts out with me and then turns around and go back is not fit for the kingdom. Woo! When you think about that, I mean, God just goes right to the point and says, you're not fit. I mean, maybe you guys just read over that, but to me, that is a giant of a word, fit. The word not fit, if it would have said fit, but he said not fit. I mean, that's a big word, not fit. Fit is bad enough, but not added to it. The adverb not, oh my God. It means it's not going. It won't work. That's what it means. It means not at all. The word N-O-T, the adverb, means not at all. God says, it means not, it means you won't be God's friend. That's what it means. It means The word not means, you know, you're not friends. You're not friends with God. Everybody wants to be a friend of God. The French language says, when you says not, they'll say you're not friends. Not friends. Not much. Not even remotely close. Jesus says, he that looketh back, puts his hand to the plow, and looketh back, is not fit for the kingdom of God. To me, that is a giant of a word. I mean, just the word fit is a giant word, but the word not really put the icing on the cake. It lets me know that, nah, I don't want nothing to do with that. Let me avoid that. If at all possible, I don't want to hear God say, depart from me, I know you not. I don't want to hear that. I've been saved 38 years, going on 37, going on 38 years. And now I'm going to hear God say to me, Lonnie, I don't want you. You don't fit. I don't want you in my kingdom anymore. Lord knows in heaven, God, please don't ever let me go so far to walk away from you to hear you tell me those words. Because once God says no, who can you appeal to? That's the point I want to bring out. I'm bringing out. If you look back and God says you're not fit, who is it that you can appeal to? What court can you go to appeal this? How can you appeal it? And God says, you're not fit. You're not fit. You're not appropriate. You're not the size I'm looking for. Come on now. You're not my requirement. You're not the degree I'm looking for. You are not satisfying me. That's what it means. You don't correctly measure up to what I want. Isn't that sad? God done looked for you and found you. Not that he had to look for you, but you know God. I was just reading the other day where there's a trillion people on planet Earth, and the Bible says that when God, any one of us can pray earnestly and sincerely, and God hears, I have a voice among that 6 trillion people. But now God, he done picked me out, chosen me, and now because I'm following him, then I decide I want something else. Or I want to go back. And then God says to me, I'm not fit anymore. Who can I go to? If God already done checked me out and said you're not fit, Jesus said that now. This was not Paul. See, you make a debate this, and I make a debate this, and I make a say to God, well, God, Paul said that, so I didn't understand it. You know, I use a phrase sometimes when people don't want to understand, don't want to understand, they pretend they don't understand. And I used to use a word, and I hope y'all don't take this as derogatory. It may be, but it's not in the light that I'm telling it. But I used to say, my word was, now y'all done gone to Nut City on me. You done gone to Nut City. Now you don't want to. You know you understand me, but now you're going to, you're claiming to be nutty. You don't understand me. So look, if Peter had said this, and when I got to heaven's gate, I may would have an argument to God and say, well, Lord, I didn't see Jesus say that. Peter said that. And he may could say, well, you know, maybe I misprinted that. Maybe I put it in the wrong place. But Peter is not the one that said it. John the Baptist is not the one that said it. Jeremiah is not the one that said it. Are you understanding me? Naomi is not the one that said it. Come on now. Deborah is not the one that said it. Isaiah is not the one that said it. But if you look on the screen there, it says, Jesus said to him, whoever starts to plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That means you don't fit into God's plan anymore. If you look back, there's no repentance. If you look at this verse as it is written, I mean, maybe you want to read it differently, and I can understand that. But I don't think you have an argument with God, because I don't think God will debate his word. I don't believe the word is debatable. I don't believe that you can say, well, God, the pronoun and the anonym didn't add up. I don't believe God will let you say that. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. I believe that God is going to just say, well, the word said this. Did you read it? And what are you going to say? You going to lie? If you lie, he know you're lying. You know, here on earth, if you lie, they got lie detectors. And they can tell you to see your pulse rate goes up. You start perspiring, sweating and everything when you're lying. And that machine will just go off. Well, I don't know what type of machine God has, but the Bible says he that telleth lies can't tarry in the sight of God. He that telleth lies. Now, that means then, if I go to God and say to him, well, God, I didn't know no better. Now I'm really in trouble now. I done shot myself in the foot. See, I had shot myself in the toe, but now I done shot myself in the foot. Why I shoot myself in the foot? Because now God know I'm lying. Because if I hadn't started lying, maybe there could have been some grace, but according to the scripture, there is no grace. The Bible says in Ephesians, by grace are you saved, lest any man should boast. But that grace runs out when you turn around and go back. Hey, Sabasi, my God from Zion. I felt that one right there. That one slipped up on me, y'all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, when you run out of grace, where are you going to go? Where can you go from God? Y'all remember we used to play those games, especially when we was young, hide and seek. Hide and seek. And the one that's looking, they'll say, ready or not, here I come. And some of us could find those obvious places that no one would look. And we could hide. And after a while, they say, gotcha. What are we going to say to God? You playing hide and seek with God? No, I know what you're playing. You're playing Russian roulette. You know, that's a game I've never played. No. And I pray God I don't ever stoop that low to play Russian roulette. But I can't very well play it now because I don't have a gun. But I don't plan on having a gun. But if I had it, that's not a game. That's not a game. That's stupidity. Why would you put one bullet in a gun and spin it around and put it to your head and say, I'm going to play Russian roulette? If everything is right, it won't be there. Bam, it won't go. But given the odds, the way things are, when you pull that trigger, your brains will be splattered all over the sidewalk. And the doctor might could put you back together because this guy on the TV, y'all remember that his wife cut his penis off. Y'all remember that, don't you? Come on, you do remember that. Now, come on, don't act like you don't remember it. She cut his penis off, threw it out the window. But he went back and found it. And he went to the doctor, and they sewed the penis back on. But when you get your brains blown out, there ain't nobody going to put them brains back together. I haven't heard of no surgeon yet, nowhere, not even in this world. And I'm not talking about heaven. I haven't heard of any surgeon, any hospital that specializes in putting brains back together that's been blown apart. I've known people have lost arms and they sewed it back on. I've known people that lost legs and they sewed it back on. I've known people that lost the penis. I didn't know them, but I read about it. Man got his penis cut off and they sewed the rascal back on. But I sure know he didn't go back to that woman no more. I'm going to tell you that right now. If a woman cut my penis off, she ain't got no more problem with me ever at all by the grace of God. That would be my prayer. Lord, if it even come across my mind, Lord, take it off my mind, please, Lord. I don't want to hear it. No, man, don't cut my penis off. But anyway, going back to this, this is worse than that. If you playing Russian roulette with your soul, the Bible says he that looked back is not fit. That's worse than Russian roulette. Because Russian roulette, you might miss the bullet. There is a possibility that the bullet don't be in the chamber when you snap the trigger. There is a possibility. But when Jesus say you're not fit, there is no possibility. My father used to say, God bless his soul. He said, you know what, boy? I said, what, daddy? He said, it's better for someone to think you're a fool than for you to open your mouth and to eliminate all possibilities. My father was some character, wasn't he? I'll never forget my father. He said, son, let me tell you something. I said, yeah, daddy. He said, look, don't talk too much. Keep your mouth closed. He said, because it's better for someone to think you a fool than for you to open your mouth and eliminate all possibilities. Oh, my God. Now, what is that? That's worse than being a fool. If you're going to look back and God say you're not fit. I mean, come on now. What category can you put that in? I mean, what do you put that at? What do you and God said if you look back, you're not fit. And it was Jesus that said it. You know, you may have a chance as Gabriel, if Gabriel would have said it. But I wouldn't take no chance of Gabriel bringing me on this, because Gabriel had been learning for God for a long time. And when Gabriel says something, you've got to take it to the bank. You know, but you would have somewhat, to me, of a chance. Maybe you say, Lord, he was speaking Greek and I'm English. And you know, well, God would know that too. So, but the bottom line is here, it wasn't Gabriel that said this. It wasn't Michael that said this. This was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He said, he that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. It's right here. Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, somebody's going to get smart with me and say, well, I backslid and I came back. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Guess what? I'm glad you're back. Stay back. I'm glad you're back. See, God is the only one who can change these rules. I can't change them. You know what the Bible says? Him that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him is sin. See, if you wasn't listening to me today, you'd have a chance. Because God, I ain't never heard that before. But you can't say that now. Even if you turn the computer off right now, you already heard. It's too late. And God got it recorded that Lonnie Stocks told you today. What's this, the 18th day of January? And it's what, 11:32 in the morning, a.m.? You won't be able to tell God that you didn't know this. Because I'm telling you now, he that puts his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And that word fit is a huge, gigantic word. That is not no play toy word. You know, like somebody said, have your seat. That's not bad to have a seat. But when they say you don't fit. How about if you go to the, okay, you go home and you stick your key in the door and it don't fit. Man, you in a whole heap of trouble. And somebody down behind you, there's a pack of dogs down behind you. And you're sticking your key in the door and oh my God. And the key don't fit. Somebody done changed the lock. Who's that? Aretha Franklin's father. What was his name there? And said, who in hell let the dogs out? Oh, the message he preached. I was there. I'm trying to get together. Y'all know this stuff. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making these things up. He said, who in the hell let the dogs out? Was the Feist dog? Yeah. Who in the hell opened the gate? That's what it was. This man used to walk his dog every morning across in front of this man's house. Y'all heard the message. I'm sure you did. If you didn't, after a while you hear it. And this guy had this big old German shepherd in the yard. So this guy had this Feist dog, and every day he would go by the house. And he'd get along there by the German shepherd, and he'd rack, 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 just bark, bark, bark. Jump up on the fence, like daring the German shepherd to get out. And one day, he jumped up on the fence, and the fence fell wide open. And that German shepherd, the preachers had told him everywhere but loose. Told him everywhere but loose. And he got away and he wiped his brow. He said, who in the hell left the gate open? Look, we don't want that, do we? Do we want that? I don't want that. I don't want to hear God. I don't want to say, God, look, I thought I had more time. No, I don't want that. Because you might fall on the fence and the fence open and there's a dog in there waiting on you. There's a dog in there. When I had the garage over on Central Avenue many years ago, about 40 years ago. I had this guy, one of my customers named Al. Then I had another customer named Ben. Well, Ben was always running his mouth. Al had been shot by the police, and Al walked with crutches. He couldn't walk at all. But he drove a car, and he walked with crutches, but he was strong in the upper part of his body. He just couldn't walk. So one day we was in the garage, and they had a difference. I don't know what it was. Al reached down and picked up one of them jacks with his hand and hit Ben side of the head. Bam! And Ben laying down on the floor bleeding. And Al said, I told him to leave me alone. I mean, who would think that Al would do that? But Al, all that power they say had left his legs was in his arms. That guy picked up a whole jack and hit that man. I mean, I looked right, I was there. And blood went everywhere. I mean, bam! He said, I told him to leave me alone. How do you tie that in, Pastor? Well, I'm telling you, don't go back on God. Now, when you get your head busted over, it's going to be too late. I'm warning you now. Because God, Jesus Christ said, he that put his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Is anyone want to give me an argument on that today? I'm listening. I'm all ears. Is anyone listening today can say, well, I don't believe that, Pastor. I think you misunderstood that. I'd be glad to hear what you got to say, even though it has no merit to it, but I'll listen anyway. You know, I used to be in the CB radio, and I used to turn my CB on, and I would say things like, because I had an illegal station, and then I had these lineals and things. I wasn't supposed to have them, but I had it. And I would turn my CB on, and I would say, break up. This is Unit 39 in the Empire State. Who's out there? Nobody wouldn't say nothing. And so then I had a thing that God had gave, well, I'm going to say God, but because all good and perfect gifts come from God. But I don't guess this was a good gift, but it wasn't bad, I don't think. But anyway, I used to say, I'd key back the next time. I said, I smell you. I know you're out there. You got to say something. Well, that's what I'm saying to you. I know you're out there listening to me. You just ain't saying nothing. I can smell you. I know you're out there. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. But I'm just using a little humor here. But if there's one that'd like to say something, listen, it's just 11:37. So if you'd like to say something, I'm going to yield this platform right now for you. Amen. Maybe you don't believe in that. Maybe you understand it. Maybe you'd like to add to what I'm saying. Is there one that would like to voice your opinion right now about this message? No looking back. No looking back. If you want to be blessed by God, don't look back. If you want God to bless you, don't look back. If you want the blessings of God, don't look back. If you want to bless your life to be blessed and your family's life, don't look back. Now, you say, well, Pastor, what about people that backslide? Well, that's not the message. I'll preach about that one day. You'll hear that. That's another segment, okay? I'll preach about the backslider, and I'll preach about grace. But right now, I'm preaching about what Jesus said. He that puts his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That's all I got to say. Amen. I mean, that's my take on the subject. Now, you can take that any way you want to, but that's my take on it. Are you hearing me? That's my take on the subject. I'm not looking back. I'm not going back. I'm going to stay with Jesus. Are you listening to me? I'm going to stay with Jesus. And if anything, if I see myself getting weak, I'm going to do like my old bishop told me. He said, if you see yourself getting weak, he said, Lord, I'm getting weak. Hold me. And that's what I'm going to do. If I see myself getting weak, I'm going to say, Lord, hold me, because I'm getting weak now. Listen to this, and I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
not do. And the way that I put my trust in you, but they don't understand. That's the way we roll. I guess it's because the half has never been told.
I just can't see why.
No matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. Darvin Hobbs just sung this song. You're going to make it. Don't give up on Jesus. Whatever you do, don't give up on Jesus. Trust him with all your heart, all your mind, all your body, and all your soul. You're going to make it. Don't give up on Jesus. Hold on. It's going to be all right. I know they're lying on you. I know they hurt you. You don't have a job, your money is low, but whatever it is, don't give up. I'm encouraging you, don't look back. Come on now, it's not worth going back, because if you go back, you lose everything. Don't lose your soul. No, don't go back. It's not worth it. I'm not talking about making a mistake. Every mistake is not bad. Let me define to you what going back is, so you don't get it twisted today. I don't mean every time you take a drink of liquor that you went back and you'll never get back with God. I don't mean every time you commit fornication, you're going to never get back with God. That's not what I'm saying. You know what Jesus is saying? When you get to the place that you think that he's not important and you found something more important than him, it's like somebody's a Christian and they decide they want to be a Muslim or Jehovah's Witness. And you hear people all the time saying, "Well, I used to be a Christian, but I found out that that That's old timey. And they say I'm a witness now. I'm a this. Do you know that person can't be saved? No. Any man, any woman that leave, walk away from Jesus Christ cannot be saved. I don't care who it is, if you walk away from Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Somebody's ringing my bell. I'm trying to find out who that is. I need to put a sign there when I'm on the air so they'll know. But if you walk away from Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. Cannot be saved. If you walk away, I told you when I'm on the air, you do this to me, man. When you walk away from Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. You got to stay with Jesus. You got to, if you walk away from him, there's no, where can you go? If you put anyone or anything in front of Jesus, there's no help. The Bible said there, you don't fit the kingdom no more. God don't even allow you in the kingdom no more. And you don't want that to happen, do you? I know you don't want that to happen. You got to make sure that you stay locked up with Jesus. Never let nobody pull you from Jesus. The Bible said if you're looking back, you're not fit for the kingdom again. Listen, maybe you need to pray. Let's listen to this. Zakard Cardi and John P. Key. Let's listen to this.
When I call your name, nothing's too hard. You can do anything. I tried so hard to put my trust in you, but my family's depending on me. So I'm asking you.
He'll come through for you. Don't give up. My message is not to send you to hell. My message is to get you to heaven. Don't give up on the Lord. You, Lord.
Oh, I really need you. I need you. Do it one more time.
Do it one more time, Lord. Don't let me fall. Don't let me fall, God. Keep me. I want to be kept. I don't want to fall. I want to praise you, God. I want to love you. I don't want to give up on you on no kind of terms. Listen, there's a song I'm going to leave with today by Marvin Sapp. I know most of you heard it. It's called Teach My Hands to Walk. And what he's talking about is learn how to clap your hands, how to raise your hands, raise your arms. The Bible said, teach my hands to walk. And I heard that song. I said, I got to play that on my broadcast. And I want maybe some of you out there listening to me, you're not a praiser. Begin to praise God. Begin to exalt him. There's no harm in dancing for God. Listen, I don't care what people say about you. It's okay to break a shout for God. Break a sweat for God. Do it. Hallelujah. And the more you praise him, the more power you'll get. The scripture, well, the song said when the praises goes up, the blessings comes down. And I'm a living witness. The more you praise God, the more energy he gives you, and the better you feel. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray today that I've said something that will be a blessing to those that are listening. And not a cursing, but God, that you would bless them in a mighty, mighty big way, and that you would give them victory, and that they would never, ever even think about going back, but remaining faithful to you. Because you taught us today, Father, if we go back, we're not fit for the kingdom, in Jesus' name. Now, my friend, you believe that. Can I leave you with this song today? I want to leave you with Marvin Sapp. Teach my hands to all. Let's listen to this, and you have yourself a blessed day in Jesus' name.
Am I gonna win?
Yeah.
And how's he gonna do it?
He'll use my
angel. Where is he gonna do it?
Yeah.
Who's he gonna use?
Yeah.
Am I gonna win?
Yeah.
And how's he gonna do it?
He'll use my angel. Keep my hands to war.
The strength is the weapon.
Your hands, clap your hands,
listen, it's been determined.
It's been determined.
Oh.
Yeah.
listen.
Church, I said, don't take all that praising. I didn't do too much praising, God. I used to sit down like a sad sack. But not no more. Praise is a weapon, y'all. Don't forget it. Amen. Don't let the devil make you sad. God saved you. Praise is a weapon. Please don't ever forget that. God bless you. How you doing?
How you doing, Pastor? Bishop?
I'm doing good. What's the good news?
The good news, you're right. When praise is going up, he's receiving it and pouring it back down.
That's right.
And that's what I see in the spirit when I'm at church. When I go
Thank
to church
you.
Or when I'm singing. Oh, I can't sing, but he listens anyway.
You like me, I can't sing, but he listens anyway.
Right.
How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing, you know, I seen something last night and that, you know, kind of, you know, It threw me for a loop. It's not the first time I've seen that.
Okay.
But I know God was with me, so I was okay.
Good.
And then I just praise his name. I just give him the glory.
There it is.
To monitor my steps, to keep me straight, my path straight.
There it is right there. Well, that's what you have to do. Listen, the time is running out on me. I got to get out of here. But it's good to hear you today. Have yourself a blessed weekend. Remember, we look back, we're not fit for the kingdom. And that word fit is a big word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want that to happen to me.
Right.
So I love you so much. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday, hopefully, okay?
Okay. You have a blessed weekend.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. I love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got to go, y'all. Time is run out on me. I got to go. I love you so very much. Remember, don't go back. Because if you go back, you're not fit for the kingdom. Don't turn around and go back. Keep praising God. Take care.
I owe my best to you. I thank you in advance. Oh, I thank you in advance. The air I have yet to breathe, my spouse, my kids, my house, I shall receive. I even thank you for my suffering. Oh, yeah. I always thank you for my increase.